Hjertelig velkommen til Energittes Talkshow. Jeg hedder Gitte Koltoft og er foredragsholder. Min store passion i livet, det er at beskæftige mig med alt det, der skaber god energi i krop og sind. Og her kan du lytte til små pep-talks fra mig, samt interviews med andre ildsjæle, der inspirerer dig til at få det optimale ud af livet. Så nyd lidt balsam for øregangen, og have en god løbetur, en køretur, en stille stund i sofaen, hvor end du befinder dig, mens du lytter til denne udsendelse. Rigtig god fornøjelse.
Well, I want to welcome my guest today, James Roche. He's a marketing coach for small business owners. And I met James because I was interviewing my friend Ninka from Kernesund Familie. And I was at her house and she just spent, I think, a couple of days with James in Florida getting business coaching. And her whole living room was filled with posters with these awesome strategies about how to improve her business. And she talked so warmly about James. So I went home, looked him up, and now I'm so lucky I get to pick his brain for half an hour today. So I am just so thankful, James, that you will participate in this talk show.
Oh, I'm very happy, Gita. I mean, I so enjoyed working with Ninka, and I'm actually starting to work more and more with a lot of people in Northern Europe. So I love it because I have a European heart, really. I mean, I actually spent my teenage years living in England. So while I'm American, I do have a foot over there.
Yeah, and also Kirsten Stendevad, another awesome woman from my network. She's working with you, and they're just huge fans of you, and their businesses are blooming. So I'm thinking there must be something there. And yeah. I actually had the pleasure of having a phone consultation with James because I'm starting up a migraine club on the internet, and I wanted, you know, James' opinion about is it something good to do a business with, or, you know, how do I build the website and all of that stuff. Yeah. And you were a tremendous help. And I have a to-do list with like 50 points now so I can get going.
Actually, I remember, and I have another resource for you, Gita. So I will send that to you offline after the interview here.
The gift that keeps on giving. I love it. Thank you so much, James. And also the reason why I really like your work is, of course, you know what you're talking about and you help us improving our businesses. But I also sense that you are a very spiritual guy and that you are very intuitive and you have the heart on the right place. So that's why all of us Danish women, we just adore you.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. But James, I would like to ask you actually first, you talk about three ways to increase your income. And yes, you actually say that there are only these three ways. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a good place to start. Mm-hmm. Because this is quite a little profound understanding, I guess. You know, and when I first heard it, it was actually by a great marketer named Jay Abrahams. And he basically indicated that, you know, mathematically, there really is only three ways to increase your income. And knowing these three things, you know where to focus your energy. Mm-hmm. So real quickly, I'll tell you that the first one is simply to increase the number of clients. Now that one's a given. Like, we know that one. That one's very intuitive. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to increase my income, so mm-hmm. I got to get more clients, basically.
Yeah.
And so there's methods, there's ways to focus on getting more clients, more customers in the business. And that's easy enough. But it's the other two that are really interesting and easy to do. The next one is to increase the transaction value. Uh-huh. So what that means is simply, I mean, in layman's terms, it's raise your rate, you know, yes, raise the price.
Yeah.
But there's more to it than just that. You could also increase the transaction value, the time that somebody is buying something from you. You can add in an upsell. You know, mm-hmm. Amazon does this all the time. You know, people who liked this book also like this one, and you can get them together.
Yes.
So we buy that bundle because we're like, yeah, I want both of them. People like to buy things. Mm-hmm. So, exactly. So simply by adding in either an upsell, if you have an online process, you definitely want to have something where as they're checking out, you offer them, hey, if you want this coaching session with me, why not also get my book or my product for a discount, this one time only?
That's what we in the publishing world called call it, don't sell a magazine if you can sell a subscription. So that's
exactly
that's what
perfect.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the other thing I'll say on this too is that I talk to a lot of clients, a lot of my clients, and one of the questions I always inevitably ask them, I say, especially if they're a service-based professional, mm-hmm. I say, when was the last time that you raised your rate? And if they answer over a year ago, and usually the answer is like 3 years ago, then I say, you know what? It's just time. It's there's no harm in raising your rate 10%. It's not like that's a huge amount for the customer. However, at the end of the year, your income total is going to go up dramatically. Mm-hmm. You'll notice it. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be paying that much more in taxes.
Yes.
Which is okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
But because 10% is – it's kind of like standard, especially if you're in a service-based business and you haven't raised your rate in the last year, then go ahead and just do that right now.
Yeah.
Raise your rate 10%. No one's going to – you know, you might get a little pushback, but really it's not going to make a big dent for the customer.
Yeah.
So that's that. And then the final way to increase income is to increase the frequency of repurchase.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, you know, Gita, your analogy of the magazine is a good one there because it's the same thing. You could get one magazine and that's it. You know, you buy it off of the bookstore, but they want you to buy the subscription because then they're getting repeat business.
Yeah.
They're getting more frequency of you buying that magazine.
Yeah.
Another example, you know, I always think of is like, you know, I'm a guy, right? So I get my hair cut about every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But really, I should do it every 5 weeks.
Yeah.
That last week, it starts to get a little, you know, curly on the edges and it's
yeah,
not
it
as nice.
Yeah.
So, but if my barber was a good marketer, he would say to me this, that, hey, you know, I notice that every time you come in, it gets a little bit, that last week isn't as clean and crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Why not come every 5 weeks, and that way you always look, you know, the hair looks always really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would probably go for that, you know, if he gave me a little nudge in that direction. And so what he's just done is over the period of a year of me going there, instead of going every 6 weeks, I'm going to go every 5 weeks. Well, you add that up at the end of the year, and he's just increased his income by a big chunk there.
Yeah. That's smart thinking. And that's actually also why I needed your help, James, because I'm writing this migraine book. And I'm thinking while I'm writing it, I have so many more ways to give out my message than just in a book. You know, I can do audio, video, assignments, reports. So that's why I'm actually starting this online migraine club, because I'm thinking, why not bundle it all together and give everything I have? Instead of just selling a book.
That's really good. That's exactly this way of thinking, because if somebody's going to buy the ebook, yeah, they would also buy an audio product. You know,
yeah.
A percentage of people would.
Yeah.
And then you of course, you increase your income by a big leap there because you bundled two things together like that.
Exactly. And also, this is a hardcover book, but an ebook gives you another opportunity, and that is to put in videos and audios within the ebook. So it's a whole new world opening up, and there are so many more possibilities now than just maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, to kind of round out the three ways to increase your income,
mm-hmm.
you just for you listening right now, just think about your business and say, okay, how can I increase the number of clients?
Yeah.
How could I increase the transaction value or raise the rate or bundle or upsell? And the third is, how can you get clients to come back more frequently?
Yeah.
So maybe there's some packages you do, or subscriptions, or things like that.
Yeah. Now, I would like to talk to you about information products, James, because I know that they are very popular in America, and I'm a big user of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that it's going to explode in Denmark as well. What is an information product, and why is it a good idea to have one, and how does it work? That's a lot of questions.
This is great.
Mm-hmm.
An info product, we all know an info product that we're all familiar with since about 1550s, I guess, was the book, you know, publishing. That is also an info product. But the new understanding around info products is that because of the publishing has become more accessible to more people over the last couple decades, you can become a publisher. You can create and package your information in different formats. And especially now with the internet, we have digital format. So you could write an ebook, you know, a book that is published online and people will download it. You could also, again, the technology is there for us to create your own audiobook of you reading your book.
Yeah.
And you can even hire this out. It's all very accessible now.
Yeah.
So the idea here is that, you know, if you've been, let's say, in business a while, there's an opportunity for you to add another stream of income or multiple streams of income
mm-hmm.
by simply packaging the knowledge, the experience you have, and selling it in the form of either a book, an ebook, audiobooks, workbooks, worksheets, a home study kit, which would be like a binder with audio CDs and a manual, things like that.
Yeah.
And also now more and more, you can have online learning or e-learning, which would be somebody pays you, for example, like a membership, and they have access to training videos, all your materials from the past. And so you can take a course online.
Yeah.
That's also becoming extremely popular. And especially now because, like, I just bought an iPad for myself mm-hmm. just recently. And
awesome.
I absolutely love it. And
yeah.
I bought it because, you know, I'm going to Europe this summer with my wife. And I realized I have all these books. I read a lot and I consume a lot of information. I don't want to carry all that with me on the plane anymore.
Exactly.
I'm in a suitcase.
Yeah.
So I just got the book. You know, I got the iPad, and now I have a whole library in this little device that I carry with me.
Mm-hmm.
More and more, we're going to see education happening like that. It's going to be mobile. We're going to be able to carry it with us. So
yeah.
It makes sense as a business owner that why not be a part of this and it really, in a way, impact more people with your gifts,
yeah.
with what you do. And really, on the business side, this is about as high a profit margin as you can get.
Okay. Tell us about that.
You don't have to pay for the electrons to be transferred.
That's right. So once you have that ebook, every time somebody clicks and buys it, you make money while you sleep, for example.
Exactly. Well,
yeah.
And you don't have to pay for the hard costs necessarily if you're doing digital only.
Yeah.
You know, you set it up once. That takes work. There's some active work there.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's kind of chugging along on its own, and then that becomes passive income.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they start calling it passive income, and that's a very important point you have there, that it starts being very active income because it does take a lot of work in the beginning.
I always say that. I want to make sure that's clear. Is that
yes.
active revenue first, and
yeah.
then it's passive revenue.
Yeah.
It's not,
exactly.
You can't bypass that.
Exactly. And that's also where I needed James's help with my migraine club. Is like, okay, one thing is that I know all the material that I want to give away or sell or offer, but how do I organize it like on a website so it actually does sell? So it is easy
yeah.
to find your way around it and it is easy to buy, because I believe that a lot of people, they actually have a lot of knowledge that they could sell, but then if they don't market it well enough,
yeah.
it's hard for buyers to find out how to get the product.
Well, exactly. I mean, and you bring up a really good point, Gita, is that there – when you go into this info marketing business or info product business, or you're even adding in streams of income, you have to realize that, okay, it's not you're adding a new strength, like a new feather in your cap, a new skill that you develop, which is really becoming a marketer. Because this is true, especially if you're a service-based professional, you're good at doing the thing you do, whether you're an accountant or a plumber or a healer of any sort. Okay, that's what you do. You're a freelancer. You're good at doing your gift and helping people directly one-on-one. As you move now towards information products, you're becoming more of an entrepreneur in the classic sense, because it's a scalability model. Because, again, you create the product once and it kind of takes its own course. Now, as an entrepreneur, though, you're not just delivering the service one-on-one anymore. You actually now have to build systems
yeah.
to automate the marketing.
Exactly.
So there's the website, there's
yeah.
traffic to the website, there's converting visitors into a lead, you know, getting their information, name and email, so you can build a relationship with them and connect with them
and
over
time.
And
that's having a newsletter that you're talking about there, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
yes. A newsletter or a special report you offer,
mm-hmm.
just some way to provide – value up front as a sampler.
Yeah.
And then once that relationship is built, then you funnel them, you move them, you help them towards the next step, which is buying your product.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you sell the product, remember what we talked about earlier,
yeah.
is it's not just that they buy your ebook, but then why not say, hey, if you bought the ebook, you probably might also get value from a coaching session with me.
Exactly.
Or, you know, then tie in your service with that.
And I want everybody who listens right now to go onto James's website, because you have done this so beautifully, and I'm going to copy you. Not totally, but I'm going to get inspiration, because what I like about your website is when you sign up for James's newsletter, you get a lot of free stuff, and you actually automatically, when you sign up, go into a landing page where you both get an audio, a video, and a written report. Now, when people sign up for my newsletter, they get a free chapter from my book, More Energy. So I have understood the concept here, but I saw how you did it, and I thought, I can do better. I can give even more, because I want people to go walk away with a feeling about, okay, what do I get when I buy Ina Gitte? Or what do I get when I buy James, you know?
That's brilliant. That's exactly right.
And I just love the way that you have built your site, so people can actually save a lot of money just going into your site and how you have done. And I'm not talking about copying, but I'm just talking about how to get inspiration for your own site.
Yes. Okay, you won't be the first one.
Great.
But if people want to check it out, and I do invite you to, because I have a good special report there that people really enjoy.
It's really good.
It's actually like a mini ebook. It's quite substantial.
Yeah.
The website to go to is rochemarketing.com, and it's my name, Roche marketing, marketing, .com.
Yes.
So I do invite you to go and check it out. Watch the system that I use to connect with you, to give you a free gift, and then I funnel you to a strategy session, which is my first point of purchase, where I make it really clear after you get the free thing, it's as if you come into the house and I welcome you and I give you a nice cup of tea,
yeah.
A little coffee if you like, and then afterward it's like, well, let's get to, you know, would you like some cake?
If you want to stay for dinner, you got to pay.
Yeah,
and that's the funneling is a very key point here, because that's what I was missing. I was giving away for free, but then I left people out in the dark. Where I've learned from you, okay, I need to funnel it. I need to, each page on my website actually has to end with a take action now.
Exactly. And that's really important too.
Yeah.
Because you got to think about it. This person who's visiting your website or connecting with you the first time, they don't know you yet. And they don't know what to do. They don't know all the history of you and what you exactly do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it takes a little... So make it easy for them and just say, okay, first this,
yeah.
And then immediately, okay, this is the next thing you do.
Yeah.
Now that you have this, now do this. And just direct them.
Yeah, and that business model is actually called freemium. And that's the business model that I run my business by, that I give something for free. And I, of course, hope that people like it and they get an idea about what it is that I offer. And then, of course, if you want coaching, if you want the books, the products, the lectures, Power Talks, all of that, you have to pay something.
Exactly. But
yeah.
But it's a way of building relationship. I mean, that's how I always think of it.
Exactly.
You know, and I tell this a lot to my clients when I'm teaching on stage. I really do compare it to dating.
Yes.
Because when you imagine, if you think back to the time that when you met someone that was special to you, and you see them the first time, and it's like, oh, okay, little spark there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you connect with them, you have a chat with them, and the first conversation, and inevitably that'll lead to, hey, can I get your information? I'd love to talk with you more. I want to connect with you more.
Yeah.
So you get their phone number, their email, whatever, and then that you lead to some phone calls, and then a cup of coffee, and you're dating before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same process in the marketing funnel, which is somebody visits the site. It's like, oh, you know, the site is good, and it conveys, I can help you, and they're interested in that, and so they want to give you their name and email because you're providing something of value, and then through follow-up, through emails and easy newsletters, just connecting with people, you funnel them to the next step, which is to purchase something from you. So that's exactly the analogy.
Yeah. And when you talk about building the list and making those relationships, James, can you give us three tips how to build a list?
Well, that's good. Yeah. So I would say it really does boil down to providing good content.
Mm-hmm.
What I see out there a lot is people are following this formula, but there's no heart in it. You know, people are going to buy from people they know, like, and trust. And so the more you can be authentic and really provide value up front.
People that know, like, and trust. Know, like, and trust. And that is so key. That is so important. Yes. And that's why you need to build those relationships. So the three tips to how to do that was?
For the relationships? Or?
Yeah, for building that list, for getting people
So the first thing is provide value, real
value. Provide value. Excellent.
So, and what I would say, too, and this kind of surprises people, is give your best stuff away up front.
I love it.
You know, if you guys, again, when you see my special report, it's like 50 pages. I mean, I really should cut it down. I mean, it is probably too long. But the presentation is very strong. It reads like a good magazine. You know, it's fun. It's interesting. People come up to me at events and tell me, look, I still have it by my bedside. It has yellow highlighter all over it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you want. You want to give your best stuff up front.
Yes.
To really wow the audience. So that's number one, is provide value. The other thing is you do have to, you know, have a compelling offer to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the thing that you give away has to be of interest to people. That's why, like you mentioned, Gita, I have a special report and an audio that I give away because, and I think I even frame it as, you know, this is a kit. It's like a starter kit.
Yeah.
It's like a product. I'm not saying I'm giving away a newsletter only. I'm actually giving you a product for free.
And I would say 95% of websites, they don't give anything away when you sign up for their newsletter. It's just a box that says sign up here.
Yeah, no, you need to have something.
Yeah, of a value.
You know, the value, it's a perceived value. You know, you have to really provide something and have something that hooks people into it.
Definitely.
And then, of course, you know, as far as building the list, you do have to have the traffic to do it. And, you know, and we might get to this, but one of the things I'll say there, too, is that even with an online business and a website and everything, even with that, most business, especially for us service-based type of people, come from word of mouth.
Oh, you know? I so agree. Yeah.
So, I mean, I work with a wonderful woman. Her name is Allie Brown, and she's really well-known in the internet and female entrepreneur world.
I have some of her products, too. She's amazing.
So I lead her coaching program. She and I are partners in her main – you know, the big thrust of the business is a program called Millionaire Protege Club.
Yeah.
And even within her business, and she does a lot of internet marketing, social media and list building and all that, even with all of that, the business mostly comes from word of mouth.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind, that if you want to talk list building, yeah, you're driving traffic, but don't forget, most of it's still relationships that happen offline, and then people come online to kind of follow up or connect with you more, but it usually begins with some offline connection.
Mm-hmm. Now, James, I would like to go back to the info products a little bit, because I know that you have an awesome story that really pinpoints what an info product is. Would you mind telling us that?
Is this the one the first time I used the product? Or?
Yes. It's the one where a woman is driving home and it's raining.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah. Okay. I tell lots of stories.
Yeah, I love that story.
Which one?
That's the one I would like to hear.
Okay, good. Now, I love this one, too. And I tell this story a lot in my calls, on stage with people. And it's just one of those things that clicks. So I hope it clicks for you, too. What I'll say is this, though, before I tell the story to you, it's a metaphor. So what that means is that what's happening in this story is a metaphor to what is happening in your business right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So at the end of the story, I'm actually going to ask you to write down three questions. So get a pen and paper ready or get your Word document ready. After I tell the story, which is only going to take me about 3 minutes, I'll ask you these three questions, and this really will become your action step. you know, let's say from this interview, that you take this away with you, and you really do spend a couple hours answering the questions that I'm going to be posing to you.
And that's what I love about this story, that it's a take action story too.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, it really will give you, excuse me, it'll give you the marketing strategy for your whole business.
Yay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So I'll tell the story. Now, imagine for a moment, there's a 37-year-old woman, and she's driving home very late at night. She was at an event, and, got talking with people at the end, got held up a little bit, and now she's finally driving home, and it's actually about 12:30 in the morning. It's quite late. Normally, that wouldn't be so bad, but this one particular night, it's pouring down rain. I mean, we're talking, you know, that the buckets of water coming down, the type of rain where you have to put the windshield wiper on high and it's whipping across the windshield, but even then you can barely see in front of you. Mm-hmm. And it's a cold, dark, stormy night. And all that she wants is to go home, to be home. Mm-hmm. Because at home she has two beautiful children and they're already asleep, but she just wants to tiptoe into their bedroom and give them a kiss on the forehead and tiptoe out and then go into the kitchen and make a nice hot cup of tea and curl up with her husband. Mm-hmm. All that she wants is the warmth and the security and really the love that is home for her. But right now she's leaning forward and her knuckles are white as she's clasping the steering wheel, barely able to see about 15, 20 feet in front of her. And all of a sudden, boom, she gets a flat tire. Ugh. She pulls over and gets out of the car. As soon as she opens the door, she's drenched in water. You know, it's that rain again that comes in kind of at an angle, so it stings your cheek even. It's that intense. And the wind is howling, and she gets out of the car, and it's the back right tire that went out. So she opens up the trunk, the back of the car, and thank goodness, yes, there is a spare tire there. But as she's maneuvering this spare tire out, she stubs her toe and chips a nail. Ugh. Well, here she is now. She's down. The flat tire is still attached to the car. She's literally now sitting in a puddle of water. To her side is this heavy, awkward spare tire. And she's holding in her hand this giant piece of steel in the shape of an L. But here's the problem. She has no idea how to change a flat tire. She's never done it before.
No.
It's a dire situation. She reaches for her cell phone. There's no reception.
Oh, no.
So it's at this very moment that you, and I mean you as you're listening right now, you are happen to be driving by, and you see this poor woman struggling out there, so you pull over, and you come out. Now, you have one of those big umbrellas that, you know, it's a powerful, strong umbrella, and you rush out there, and you cover her from the rain, and you're like, oh, I saw you're struggling out here. She looks up. She goes, oh, thank you so much for helping. You know, all I want to do is get home, but I have a flat tire. And I have no idea how to change a flat tire. Mm-hmm. And then you smile and you say, oh, you're in luck. You have no idea. I know exactly how to change a flat tire. My goodness, I have changed so many flat tires in my day, and I've helped so many other people learn to change flat tires. In fact, you know, and you reach into your pocket and you pull out this piece of paper. You say, I have here a piece of paper that shows you step by step exactly how to change a flat tire. Mm-hmm. Now, you are that woman's guardian angel at that moment.
Yes, for sure.
She says to you, you know, oh, thank you. I'll pay you $500 for that piece of paper. In fact, I'll pay you $1,000 if you just change the tire for me.
Yeah, I would go for the second choice. Yeah.
So that's our metaphor. That's our story that we're working with. And now let me share with you these three questions, because again, this is everything in this story is a metaphor to what is happening in your business right now, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So the first question, get ready to take this note here.
Yeah.
Is what does home represent to your target market? Yeah. What does home represent to your target market? In other words, what does your ideal client want?
Yeah. So for me, for example, James, that would be to be migraine free or to have less migraine attacks. That would be
that's
home,
exactly right.
Yeah, a pain-free life.
A pain-free life. And,
yeah.
And so the next, you can take that to another level too. That's what they want, but and what is that going to give them? A pain-free life. What's the benefit of that?
That is going to be quality of life. That's going to be more time and energy with the people they love.
Yep. Yeah, and I would even say, to paint the picture, you know, imagine if you've been struggling with a migraine and it happens frequently, but imagine that one morning to know that today you're going to be free. You know for sure as you wake up in that morning that you're never going to get a migraine again,
yeah.
Or just to the extent that you've had in the past, that you've found the solution to be free from the migraine. So you can now have the freedom of feeling in the day, the sense of I have a freedom. I have a lightness.
Freedom, freedom, security, and freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. So anyway, I'm just kind of playing with it, but.
Yeah.
But by knowing what your market really wants, what they really, really want, not what you think they want.
Exactly.
Then you have a lot of power in how you present your offerings, your products, your services.
Because
you're going to not only tell them what, you know, help them see and you know, say that you have a solution, you can help them get what they want, but you can also tie an emotion to it.
Exactly.
You know, even in the in the story here, you remember that home represented love and security and warmth. That's emotional. So similarly, your product that you provide, the solution it gives them, it's not only just a solution, there's an emotion tied to it.
Yeah.
And so when you know or can tap into what's that emotion as well, that's really powerful.
And that's an important point because people are much more motivated by emotions than they are by their intellect.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, good point.
Okay, so the next question, remember the woman's there in the puddle of water at the flat tire. Well, what does that flat tire represent to your ideal client?
Yeah.
What does that flat tire represent to your ideal client?
So for my clients, it would be waking up with migraines. Right?
Right. That's the problem.
That's
it's
the pain. That's the flat tire.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not complicated.
Nope. I love it. I love simple.
So another way of asking that question is simply, what's the immediate problem that prevents your client, your ideal client, from getting what they want?
Mm-hmm.
What's the immediate problem that prevents your ideal client from getting what they want?
Yeah.
What's the roadblock? You see, they want that thing over there.
Exactly.
But they're here now with a problem that something is blocking, preventing, holds them back from getting that thing over there.
Yeah, and there's that could be everything from a lack of money, from physical pain, from
all of that.
All
right.
Of that,
there's a problem. They have a problem
being overweight. That is awesome. Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
Okay, good. So now the third and final question is simply, remember when you came, you showed up and you pulled out that piece of paper that has step by step how to solve the problem.
Yes.
Well, what does that piece of paper represent in your business?
Exactly.
So another way of saying this is simply, what is it you provide as a solution to help the ideal client solve their problem and get what they want?
And that's your strategy, your content that can help
the client. It's your offering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either in the form of a product or a service. And within the product and service, there's a methodology, a system, a way of solving the problem that you have.
Yeah.
So think of this again as a metaphor. There's the actual piece of paper that you have that shows her how to change a flat tire. There's that physical product.
Yeah.
But then there's also on the piece of paper is the step-by-step system to solve the problem. There's the information.
Exactly.
So in the exact same way in your business, your product or service is a tangible thing. But it's also a methodology, a system, a solution to solve a problem.
Yeah.
So what is that in your business? What is it that you offer and what is the solution system that you provide? When you're clear on that, that becomes your products, your services, and all variations of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said earlier, maybe a book, an audio product, a live event, live service, group coaching, all these different ways of delivering, you know, all these different colors of piece of paper, like,
yes.
You know,
and,
these
you know,
formats.
And James, I think an awesome way to end our show today would be if you tell us those three steps in your business. So what's your client's typical problem?
Yeah.
And what's the flat tire? And what can you offer? And then we can tell where to find it.
That what sounds great. That
okay.
sounds perfect.
Awesome.
The flat tire in my situation, oftentimes the number one word I hear is people need clarity.
Mm-hmm.
What I do for people is I help them get extremely clear and focused on what I always say is, what's the lowest hanging fruit in your business? What's the most direct, simplest, fastest way for you to make money with the least amount of effort? All right. So what I help people do, the solution I provide is I'm giving you and work with you one-on-one to create that roadmap, that blueprint for your business. So you stay focused on only what you really need to do to get the highest return.
Yeah.
And how to get rid of all the other stuff that is clutter and you don't need to do anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So it's,
and what
it's
this,
an investment.
What this delivers the home is my clients get more clients, they increase their income, they create products that in some cases have made, you know, six figures a year for themselves. In other cases, they simply add on a couple thousand dollars a month from the products they make. Or as I'm helping them map out a strategy for their business, then it's their whole business that comes out of the conversations with me. And that, of course, leads to, my God, they have the freedom. I'm really big on helping clients not only just to make more money, to get more clients, but do it in a way that really is aligned with your lifestyle. That what's the sweet spot that you don't have to work too hard or have too complex a business, but at the other time, you know, on the other hand, you don't have to, be bogged down to just working one-on-one with clients. I do believe there's a sweet spot in the middle there, and I've worked with this with my clients to help them get there,
mm-hmm.
where you're making great money, but you're not bogged down in time to, so you have a lot of freedom to travel. Just like my wife and I, this summer, we're going to Vienna for 6 weeks, and we live in Miami Beach, Florida right now, so it's a nice place, but it gets hot in the summer, so and we can still work from abroad. We've designed our business to be virtual.
And I believe that freedom is what we all want.
Yes.
That is to not be tied up and somebody else telling us when to work and how to work.
Absolutely.
This way you can work doing what you love most in the world and do it in the way that suits you.
Yeah.
And not by burning out, but burning
for
you.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, again, I would love to work with you guys. I really enjoy, especially Europeans, I have a heart for you guys.
Awesome.
Go to rochemarketing.com and you can just get the special report. And also it'll indicate to you what the next step is, which is a strategy session with me.
Yeah. And I've had a 45-minute coaching with James, and I loved it. And I have a whole long to-do list that I'm going to work on. And I know Ninka from Kernesund Familie, she has just, talked tremendously about how much you have done for her business, and also Kirsten Stendeved, who's in my network as well. So you know some Danish people already, and I hope that you're going to know a lot more Danish people.
I so appreciate you inviting me, Gita, so I can connect with
of
more
course.
Over there. I spent my teenage years living in England, and I plan on going over there every summer now, my wife and I. So we're thrilled to have contacts and connections over there as well.
Yeah. So you can both order a phone consultation with James, but you can also do as Ninka did and go to Florida and have live coaching with you for a couple of days.
So exactly. Yeah, those are very powerful.
Yes. So there are option opens, and I just, when I'm passionate about something or if I find something that helps me, I can't help but share it with as many people as possible. So in a way, this is an information product, but it's just free. So
exactly.
Yes. Awesome.
That's right.
But thank you, James. I'll let you go now. I know that you're going to go out for breakfast, I think, or lunch.
Yes.
So.
My wife and I are going to bicycle this morning and have a nice little breakfast. And,
awesome.
And
I wish you
the beach.
And I wish you an amazing summer and a very nice vacation to Europe.
Thank you so much, Gita. I so appreciate you inviting me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye, James.
Bye.
Det var alt, hvad jeg havde til dig i dag. Hvis du kunne lide det, du fik, så skynd dig at sprede den gode energi ved at fortælle alle dine venner om al den energi, de kan hente på energitte.dk. Jeg håber, at vi to ses til et af mine foredrag ude på din arbejdsplads. Husk at skrive dig op til mit nyhedsbrev, så du får kapitlet om energicoaching og samtidig ikke går glip af noget. Tusind tak, fordi du lyttede med, og kan du have en energifyldt og forrygende dag. Hej så længe.